chapter 4, page 1325, 1325. Jonah chapter 4, and if you recall, Jonah has preached to Nineveh, as we're closing out our study of Jonah, but Jonah has preached to Nineveh, and he has relented after the people of Nineveh repented. Jonah's not happy about it. So chapter 4, we'll read actually the whole chapter so we have the context there. But to Jonah, this seemed very wrong, and he became angry. He prayed to the Lord, "Isn't this what I said, Lord, when I was still at home? This is what I tried to forestall by fleeing to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. Now, Lord, take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live." But the Lord replied, "Is it right for you to be angry?" Jonah had gone out and sat down at a place east of the city. There he made himself a shelter, sat in its shade, and waited to see what would happen in the city. Then the Lord God provided a leafy plant and made it grow up over Jonah to give shade for his head, to ease his discomfort. And Jonah was very happy about the plant. But at dawn, the next day, God provided a worm which chewed the plant so that it withered. When the sun rose, God provided a scorching east wind, and the sun blazed on Jonah's head so that he grew faint. He wanted to die and said, "It would be better for me to die than to live." But God said to Jonah, "Is it right for you to be angry about the plant?" "It is," he said, "and I'm so angry I wish I were dead." But the Lord said, "You have been concerned about this plant, though you did not tend it or make it grow. It sprang up overnight and died overnight. And should I not have concern for the great city of Nineveh, in which there are more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and also many animals?" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Beloved in Christ, there are different meanings for the word purpose. One has to do with the front end reason you are doing something, answers the why question from the front end. If someone asks a high school student, "Why are you going to the basketball game, Amy?" I picked a random name. She might answer, "My purpose for going to the basketball game is that I'm filled with school spirit. I go because I'm filled with school spirit. That's what's bringing me there, the purpose for me going." Okay. Another meaning of the word purpose has to do with the back end reason for doing it, the so that or in order that answer. "Why are you going to the basketball game, Zach?" Same question, different answer. "My purpose for going to the game is maybe, just maybe, I'll be able to sit near or even next to the girl I like in the bleachers. I go in order to sit by her, hear her cheer, smell her perfume." All right, that's enough. It's the goal or intention type of purpose. My purpose is to sit next to the girl I like. All right. Hear the difference? Purpose as the foundational reason you do something. Purpose as the intention or goal of doing something. My purpose for praising God is that He is deserving of all my praise. Foundational reason, purpose. My purpose for praising God is to give Him what He is deserving of. Goal or intention, purpose. Purpose is used other ways too. The little boy tripped his sister on purpose, deliberately. The alcoholic purposes never to drink again, resolve. The candidate is a man of purpose, he's driven. The purpose of a saw is to cut lumber, function. Purpose is an all-purpose word. The word purpose makes me think of Isaiah 55, verse 11. God says, "My word that goes out from my mouth, it will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it." That use of the word purpose is mostly about the goal or intention meaning. It's got the word achieve and accomplish near it. We achieve goals, we accomplish goals, right? God sends out his word for what purpose? So that in the end it achieves what he wants it to do, bring in the lost. But I'll tell you, all the other meanings of purpose sort of wrap up into that too, don't they? God's word goes out in the first place because God loves the lost. Foundational reason. But other meanings too. God is sending his word out on purpose. Deliberately. God purposes to send it out. Resolve. And surely he is someone of purpose. He's driven. That's God. And God's word cuts hearts. Function. God has cornered the market on the word purpose. You see it on full display in our Jonah story today. God has purposed to transform Jonah. Resolve. God is about to meet Jonah on purpose, deliberately. God is meeting Jonah as a God of purpose. He's driven. And God's purpose is to cut Jonah's heart, function. And God's purpose is to make Jonah the person he wants him to be, intentionality and goal. All those purposes stem from God's love for Jonah, foundational reason. Jonah is about to be questioned by a God full of purpose, who is seeking Jonah out with his purposes. Let's see what happens. It's been a while since God has talked to Jonah in this story. God talked to him early on, commanding him to go preach to Nineveh, preach repentance. God talked to him again and repeated that command because Jonah ran the other way. Now it's time for God to talk to Jonah once more. Remember, if you will, from last time, the frame of mind that Jonah is in, we read a bit of it. Jonah is furious that God spared Nineveh. God saw that they repented and he had compassion on them, and Jonah's so furious about it, he's burning with wicked fury that he would rather the Lord take away his life than have to see and live seeing Nineveh prosper. When you think about that, the Lord really has his work cut out for him when he has to deal with someone like Jonah. The Lord comes to him and asks, "Have you any right to be angry?" And how does Jonah answer that first question? He walks off the set. People do that in interviews on TV sometimes. Have you seen that happen? The interview is going along just fine, and all of a sudden a question gets asked. Maybe it's too much for the person to handle. Maybe it's been agreed upon ahead of time that this question is off limits, whatever. But the one being interviewed storms off the set, showing their disdain for what the other person is asking. "I don't like your line of questioning. Goodbye. The interview's over." And away they go. Here, it's Jonah not wanting to be interviewed by the Lord. "Lord, I don't like where this is going. See you later." And Jonah storms off the set. Perhaps thinking he can put an end to it right there, thinking the Lord won't chase him down. Well, keep thinking it, Jonah. You've forgotten with whom you are dealing. The Lord God. Is your memory bad or just short? Remember the last time you ran away? Who was it that tracked you down? Who was it that didn't let the atmospheres of ocean pressure over your head get in the way of finding and rescuing you? Who was it so filled with purpose that he graciously gave you yet another opportunity to obey him? Don't underestimate our God of purpose. Jonah went out and sat down at a place east of the city. There he made a shelter, sat in its shade, waiting to see what would happen in Nineveh. Maybe the Lord will destroy them after all. That's what Jonah wants. Jonah's exclusive attitude includes the hope that no one but Israel should receive grace from the Lord. No one but Israel. And certainly not Nineveh. Maybe the Lord's thinking will straighten out and I'll be able to enjoy a natural disaster of judgment against Nineveh. Maybe God's relenting from his wickedness punishment was a momentary lapse of judgment on his part. Let's sit and sulk here a bit away from the Lord and see. And the God of purpose is not about to let that happen. The Lord ramps up his activity. He appoints three more things to happen in the story in quick succession. The Lord God provides a leafy plant purposed for compassion. It grew with what seems to be supernatural speed. We can almost hear God thinking, if I heap my compassionate grace on Jonah, maybe he'll come to his senses. And that leafy plant of compassion grows up over Jonah to give shade for his head, to ease his discomfort. The Hebrew literally says the plant grew up to save Jonah from his discomfort, from his wicked fury. That's the word used there in Hebrew once again. God provided it to save Jonah from the burning heat of the day, yes, but also surely from the burning heat of his resentment, to save him. God provided it for the purpose of saving Jonah. Maybe the leafy plant of compassion will achieve God's purpose. Oh, and Jonah was very happy about the leafy plant. He rejoiced with great joy over it, original Hebrew. But God's not done. The purposeful, full of purpose God has more to do. The next day at dawn, God provided a worm. It chewed the plant. The plant died. And then things got hotter. The day got hotter. The sun got hotter. And Jonah got hotter under the collar. And once more, God provided, this time a scorching east wind, and the sun blazed on Jonah's head so that he grew faint. In a circumstance like this, at least a few months back, was when Jonah cried out to the Lord. Save me, I'm about to drown. And God saved him. Not this time. Jonah finally answers God's question, same burning, wicked fury as before. It would be better for me to die than to live. There's your answer, God. Then it's God's turn again. Is it right for you to be angry about the plant? Same question, a little more specific this time. This time, Jonah doesn't ignore the question and run off stage. No, he faces God and says, it is. I'm so angry, I wish I were dead. Maybe now we're getting somewhere. At least Jonah's sticking around and facing up to the question. What a God of purpose, though. God pulls out every stop. Questions, educational experiences, object lessons, show and tell, supernatural appearances, a plant filled with compassion, love, and mercy, a worm in a hot wind filled with the disciplining activity of God. What a full-purpose God. He's doing everything he can to reach Jonah, transform Jonah, make Jonah be the person he's supposed to be. Jonah's supposed to get it by now. But Jonah's still where he started. He wants to die. So God takes it one step further. All right, Jonah, I'm going to pull you into my purposes so that you understand me, so that you get me. Have you seen that religious advertising campaign that's been going on for a while? He gets us, talking about God, talking about Jesus. Well, here, God pulls Jonah into his purposes so Jonah can get God. Understand God, his purposes a tiny bit more. As if God is saying, I'm going to take you, Jonah, where few people have ever been allowed to go. I even kept Job in the dark about stuff like this, but not you. I want you to see it, to see me, to get me, to see as much of the purpose in me as you are humanly able to see. You've been concerned about the plant. I get that, but you had nothing to do with the origin of that plant. Don't forget that. I purposed that plant and brought that plant to you. You just sat there and enjoyed it. You didn't invest a thing into that plant, but you sure loved it. And when it was gone in the morning, it became obvious just how much you loved it. How could you love something that you had no vested interest in, Jonah? What foundational purpose could possibly have been inside of you to make you love that plant, huh? Jonah, Nineveh had 120,000 people plus, and they're all going to hell because they didn't even know right from left, bad from good. They're all going to hell. And all 120,000 of them are created in my image. Now, I know God didn't say it quite like that. I embellished it a bit, but Jonah would have known it like that. And God continues. Oh, yeah. They had a bunch of animals, too. Oh, I love animals. I created them, too. Remember? Same day as human beings, like you. I saved people for last, but I sure like animals, too. My purposes are all tied up with those people in Nineveh and their animals. I have a huge vested interest in all of them. Not like you with that leafy plant, Jonah. So here's one more question for you. And I, should I not have concern for that great city? That's how it's phrased in Hebrew. Emphasis on I. And I, should not I have concern about that great city? Literally, it's this in Hebrew. Should my eye not flow on account of that great city? You realize what that's asking? God is saying that he has been moved to tears of compassion for that great city. Ever seen that before? Jesus weeping over Jerusalem. Ever heard that before? It's like the how much more argument, right? Not a sparrow will fall to the ground without the will of your Father in heaven. Fear not, you are of how much more value than many sparrows? You cared about a vine you never even touched. How much more should I care about 120,000 souls who do not know left from right? The Lord has pulled Jonah into his infinite purposes, pulled him in so that Jonah will get him. God is telling him all about how his word needs to go out, not return to him empty, and accomplish what he desires and achieves the purpose for which he sends it. Jonah is getting a God's eye point of view of God's purposes. And the question hangs there. God throws all his purposes at Jonah to transform him into someone like God, someone who's compassionate for not just Israel, but for Nineveh and the world. The world needs to know, not just Israel, the world, the community, the neighborhood, the next door neighbors, the co-workers, the classmates need to know, not just Jonah. God is all about achieving his purposes for Jonah and us. That means reaching out to the world with the good news. But what else? God tells each one of us, I want to achieve my purpose in your life. Accomplish what I desire in your life. Reach my goals for your life. And I want to do that with you. And he tells us, because we live a lot later than Jonah, he tells us, look what I've already done for you. Look at what I've done to achieve my purposes for you. I've sent you Jesus, my own beloved Son, to die for your sins on the cross and to rise from the dead for your eternal life. I've saved you at the cross, justified you there, made you righteous by Jesus' blood. And then my Son ascended to heaven and sent you his Holy Spirit into your life, into your heart, to achieve the purpose I have for you, to make you more like Jesus, to sanctify you through and through. Friends, God loves us so much, he throws all his full of purpose might at us. And when we open his word, we'll learn more and more what his purposes are. We'll get the beautiful glimpses of them. We'll look at them full on. And God tells us in his word, this is what I did, giving my son Jesus to you, and this is how I want to transform you by my spirit. Start walking. Start getting in step with my purposes. What is it in your life that God is going head to head with you about, like he did with Jonah? What is it? What is it? A number of years ago, as you know, I had back surgery. Everything the medical community did for me was to achieve one purpose: get rid of the pain shooting down my leg. They threw everything at me: stretches, physical therapy, pain shots, MRIs, finally surgery, laminectomy. They pulled me into their purposes towards that goal. And after surgery, the doc said, here are your instructions. Walk, 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 and walk some more. To achieve the healing purpose, you need to walk, 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 walk. Keep stepping, keep in step. That's how to participate in achieving our purpose for you for a back pain-free, leg pain-free life. It's very similar with Jonah and with us. Are you in step with the purposes of God? Jonah wasn't, at least not throughout the book of Jonah. I hope he came to his senses after the events that were written about. I tend to think he did. I mean, Jonah, think of this. Jonah gets the honor of Jesus speaking about the sign of Jonah. 3 days and nights in the belly of the fish, and someone a lot greater than Jonah, the Son of Man, Jesus, will be in the heart of the earth 3 days before rising from the dead. I like to think Jonah came to his senses, because you know it was God, after all, who came after him, armed to the teeth, full of purpose, so that Jonah could get him. But what about us? Jonah's not our concern. We let God deal with Jonah. What about us, though? What is God going head-to-head with you about, like he did with Jonah? I'll ask it again. Maybe, like Jonah, you need to get in step with God's desire that you reach out with the gospel of Jesus Christ to your neighbors, like our vision statement says, because right now you're not. Are you in step with the purposes of God in your life, in my life? Maybe it's reaching out. Or maybe it's a purpose that God wants for you in the way you treat or mistreat a spouse or a child or a parent or a friend. Or maybe your attitude about life is all messed up. Or maybe it's getting in step with actually having the hope of heaven in your heart, filling you with comfort. Maybe it's getting in step with reconciling a long-standing feud with a family member. Maybe it's getting in step with getting set free from the slavery of substance abuse by the power of the Holy Spirit. What purpose do you think, do you deep down know, God has in mind to achieve in your life? If you want a hint or two, or three, open up the Word of God and read it. You'll find yourself there. You'll find God's purposes for you there. And you'll surely find Jesus there. God wants to bring about his purposes in your life. That's how much he loves you. Won't you let him come at you, armed to the teeth with divine purpose? That's what Jonah found out, that's the God he was dealing with. And beloved, so are we. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, your purposes are beyond our understanding, but yet you share them with us because you've shared with us that you want us to look more and more like Jesus Christ. You've shared with us that you want us to follow and obey your law. You've shared with us and let us in on the fact that you want us to become more and more holy. And there are specifics in our lives, in all of our lives, where we need to get in step with your purposes for us. And sometimes we fool ourselves into thinking we don't know what those are, but deep down we probably do. Help us to get in step, to realize you are armed to the teeth to bring about your purpose in our lives. To bring about your purpose. Remind us that you do that foundational purpose reason out of love for us. But Father, help us to get in on the intention, the goal, purpose that you have for us. Help us to get on board and follow you and become who you want us to be more and more each day. In Jesus' name, amen.